We are back for the second half hour of Prepare for Freedom. And we have got a really special guest for you this second half hour. His name is Herb Ammons. He is a motivational speaker and author who draws on his own life experiences to help people turn their lives around. Herb spent nearly 30 years successfully producing television programs and videos for clients such as Disney Idea, Fox Sports, and more. Then the funding for these programs dried up and Herb was out of a job. Undaunted, Herb launched a second successful career in his wife's public relations firm. Then the market downturn of 2008 forced them to close the doors. So after the loss of two careers, it's easy to believe that Herb was scared and frustrated, but he never gave up. He went back to college and then joined a local Toastmasters club, and it wasn't long before he discovered his new calling as a motivational speaker. The turning point in Herb's life was when he realized that only he and no one else could turn his life around. Through experiences that may have been crippling to others, he emerged happy and motivated to help others. Herb's interest in helping people is especially evident in the lectures he provides to young college students. Audiences young and old, however, walk away with the solid advice, your happy life is an inside job. It is up to you. And with that, we'd like to welcome you to the show, Herb. Hello.
How are you?
Great.
Well, how you been doing there? You got a good, successful story right there. Very impressive. I like it.
Thank you. It's a great journey.
Yeah, it sounds like a great journey that I went through similar. But it sounds like you really had it rough there doing all what you did. So you have, to me, it seemed like you really made a good comeback. I got a good, here's a good question for you. I'm really curious about it. You know, some of my audience is probably wondering the word Toastmaster. What did it really mean and all like that? Is it that I can toast somebody with glasses or do I make the best toasts in the world?
Well, Toastmasters International, and it is an international organization that prepares speakers, professional speakers. It gives you all of the tools and the training to be a great speaker. A lot of people use it to help them in their careers, in their jobs. When I joined Toastmasters, it was because I needed to get back into the workplace after we closed our businesses. I figured maybe this will help me with my interviewing skills. And so that's why I joined Toastmasters. And along the way, they told me that, hey, I have skills. I have potential. I'm good at this. So I paid attention, and I like to listen. You know, when I always tell people when you pray, it's you talking to God, but your intuition is God talking to you.
Amen and, on that one.
You got
so
that
when
right.
When they start telling me I had the potential, I started researching what does a professional speaker do, and here I am.
Well, you are doing a great job. Some people tell me I got a gift of listening to people and talking to people, too, of how to I get their attentions and make them feel good and try to help them out and all. So I don't know if I'm a would be a good Toastmaster or not. So I'm going to have to let you decide on that. Do I need some schooling or what?
No, I'm sure that whatever you've been doing, if it's been working, then you are successful at it. Toastmasters gives you a platform to, one, learn the intricacies of how to hold an audience's attention, how to craft your presentation. One of the main things it tells you is to tell your audience what you're going to tell them what you're telling them, and then remind them what you told them. So that was one of the key things that I learned from Toastmasters, plus just the confidence. You get up, you give a presentation, you get positive and constructive feedbacks from the other members of the club, and it just goes on and on and on. And a lot of our greatest speakers today have come through Toastmasters. So it's a great training. I suggest everybody that has to give a presentation, that's nervous or scared or just want to improve your skills, to try your local Toastmasters.
Thank you. Really appreciate you taking the time to explain that, because where we're at, I'm not even sure if we have a Toastmasters club in our immediate vicinity, but probably in the nearest larger city there is one. And so I appreciate your taking the time to talk about that.
Just go online to Toastmasters International, and they have a directory and a listing of all of the Toastmasters clubs everywhere in the world.
Great. I'm going to make a point to do that, and I appreciate the information you gave about it. Now, I got a question for you, Herb. I want to get in touch with your passion. I want to find out why you are doing what you're doing and why it matters.
Well, I became a motivational speaker because I needed to reinvent myself. When I when we closed our last business in 2008, I went back into the job market. I realized that because I'm a little older, today I learned that I'm almost a senior citizen, and because I'd been an entrepreneur for the last 25 years, I was at a disadvantage. So what am I going to do? So reading, I found a real interesting quote that resonated with me, a quote from Albert Einstein. It says, "Learn from yesterday, live for today, and hope for tomorrow." I have no idea why that came to mind, but ever since I ran across that quote, it put everything in a new light.
Well, there's some things I don't believe are coincidence, and I don't believe in coincidence, and I believe God put that there for a reason for you to expand your mind and go on with your life, and he had something planned for you.
Well, from the time I was a little kid, people always told me I was going to be a preacher when I grew up. It's something I have resisted. I still resist. But sharing a message as a motivational speaker made speaking to people a lot more palatable to me. So with my message, I'm just here to share what's worked for me. Along the way, we developed the secrets to your happy life. And those worked for me and helped me get my mind in a place where I could move forward. And one of the things they always told me was that I had a good attitude. I was always happy. I've been married for 33 years. My wife has been trying to make me mad for 33 years.
And she has failed yet?
She has not succeeded yet because, hey, I'm just happy. I'm happy to be on the planet. Things could be a lot worse.
Yeah, you sound like you take right after my own heart. But what do you think all this had benefited you over the years the most?
Well, faith. Faith that I'm here for a reason. Faith that persistence has always been the key for me. So I have faith that I am persistent. I will accomplish all of the goals that I have. And I was blessed by the time I turned 50 years old to have accomplished all of the goals I had at the time. So then I had to come up with new goals. And being a great motivational speaker is at the top of my goal list right now.
Well, I think that is a wonderful goal, and I have faith and confidence that you already have touched a lot of people's lives, and you're going to touch a lot of more people's lives in a very, very good and powerful way.
Thank
you.
So
that's my faith, and I'm going to share it with you. I have a question, though. What is your secret for reaching people right now? What is it that you – I hope I'm not putting you on the spot here. I want to know how you are reaching people right now, and in particular what you think is your strongest point or gift that you have to do this.
Well, my background has been communications. I produced television programs, and my wife and I had a public relations and marketing company. So I understand that marketing is the key to any successful business. I also understand that it takes time to build a successful business. I remember one time in my career when things weren't going too well, and a good friend of mine said, "Herb, it takes 15 years to become an overnight success." So I am plodding along. I am networking. I am using all of the new media, because this social media is something very new to us old timers.
Amen.
Learning how to use Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube, use them effectively to market your business, is now the challenge. So I spend the majority of my days learning internet marketing. One of the things I always have to remind myself is nothing happens overnight. When we used to teach, we always tell the students it takes a minimum of 7 times for someone to see your message before they're even open and receptive to paying attention to you. And that's why when we look at TV, we see the same commercials over and over. When we listen to the radio, we hear the same commercials over and over. So that's what I'm doing, getting my message out there, using the social media, the YouTubes, writing articles that hopefully will touch a spot in someone's consciousness as they read the words that I have to share. So that's what I'm doing. I'm marketing and continuing to learn how to market.
And now you're on internet radio, a whole new marketing medium for you.
Yes,
how about
it is.
That? You know, interesting you should mention about the it takes 7 times. I remember Billy Bob was sitting here. We'd done a few shows. You know, it can get really discouraging. We sit here and we do this show and we have no idea how many people are listening. And one day Billy Bob was particularly kind of down about it. And I said, Billy Bob, remember, it's a basic rule. It takes, you need to get something in front of people 7 times before they're even going to start to pay attention, to even start to do what you want to say. You can go out and tell people to listen to the show and tell people to listen to the show. You're going to have to get it out in front of their face 7 times before they're even likely to do a simple thing like click a link.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate. Now, interestingly enough, I also told Billy Bob, I said, look, I said, let's get 7 shows under our belt and see what happens. So we just took the first 7 shows on faith, and we did not have very many listeners. And then right about show number 7, along comes a sponsor who was interested in what we were saying and wanted to help us out to grow our show so that we could reach more people. It's amazing how that works. Now, we're just on show number 13.
I didn't want to get it through my hard head that it took 7 because I could not understand what the significance of 7 was. And here I'm hearing you with the 7 thing, too. So I believe that's for a reason. And, you know, even sometimes it's hard to go out there and you're going, well, man, I did 5 times. I wonder if I can do it 2 more times to get somebody. But like you said, after the 7th show and all, we did get a sponsor. And we have picked up ever since then. It's been a slow pace, but we're getting better and better. And I've enjoyed talking to the guests that we do get on our shows very much because I have learned a lot. And it seemed like we're doing better and better. And it seemed like you have really done great over the years yourself. But how long did you say you were married?
It's 33 years in August. This past August was 33 years that we've been together.
I just wonder how your wife put up with you that long.
Billy Bob! You got to watch Billy Bob. There's no telling what he's going to say.
Hey, well, it's a true known fact. You all do have to put up with us.
I figure I'd get a little good laugh at it. We have had some good guests on there, and I really enjoyed this and all. But what would you actually recommend to our listeners today, some good advice of what they should do or how they should handle things?
Yeah, if you had to give a 2-minute elevator speak, what would you tell them?
Well, you are the only person that can make you happy. No one else can do it for you. When you are happy with yourself, other people will be too. When you are happy, you have stronger friendships. You have better relationships with your family and friends. You need to know that your happy life is an inside job.
I like that.
So when I share people the secrets to a happy life, there are 12 of them that we came up with. The first one is to repeat your successes. Pay attention to the things you've done right. Look at the things that work. Two, learn from your mistakes. Evaluate the things you've done wrong. Think back and find ways you could have changed your path. Three, go easy on yourself. Do not beat yourself up over the past mistakes. You're punishing yourself for nothing. Cherish your moments. Cherish every day. Remember that every moment is a gift. Go with the flow. Learn to take things as they come. Your days will be happier. Make life memorable. Create memories and experiences to learn from. Seven, don't worry. Be happy. If you want to find hope for tomorrow, stop worrying about the future. Saw this movie before. Use past experiences to deal with the curveballs that life may throw. Nine, prepare to be flexible. Preparation for the future is a great way to put your mind at ease. 10, ask for help. Communicate with a higher power to find out your deepest desires. 11, pay attention to your intuition. Recognize that intuition is a higher power speaking to you. Don't ignore your intuition. And 12, listen to your feelings, because they will direct you in the right path, the path to success, the path to fulfillment of your divine potential. And I always tell people, number 12, listen to your feelings, was real hard for me, because I grew up in an era when they told us that real men didn't have feelings. So I had to learn, step back, and start listening to what I was feeling, because your feelings will tell you if you're headed in the right direction. So that's the information I will share to folks. Remember that your happy life is an inside job.
Wow, and thank you very much. That is a wonderful message. Your happy life is an inside job. We really appreciate your taking the time to come on and share this with us. Now, I'd like to give you a chance now to take a few moments and talk about what you're doing. I understand you've co-authored a book. And also let us know how people can reach you. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about how we can get in contact with you and people can get in contact with you.
Well, my website is www.herbammons.com. My name is H-E-R-B. The last name is A-M-M-O-N-S. My email address is herb@herbammons.com. My phone number, 561-309-1326. Again, that's 561-309-1326. Now, the book that my wife and I wrote is called Hope for Tomorrow, a book of motivational quotes. I love biographies. I love quotes. And so our first product is this book, Hope for Tomorrow. Has a good motivational quote from famous folks that we all recognize. It has pages in the back so you can journal, write down your intimate thoughts and the ideas that come to your mind. So we hope that it will be a useful tool for you. There's a lot of doom and gloom around us all. You listen to the radio, you turn on the TV, You read the newspapers. There's no good news out there. Everything is doom and gloom. So this is our contribution to share with folks positive, inspiring messages that hopefully will get you through the day. And nothing that I'm sharing with you is nothing that you've ever heard before. My job is to remind you of it. Every now and then we need a little nudge to remind us that we're okay and life is good.
I like that.
That's a good way of putting it. And it sounded like you put yourself in God's hand for a lot of things, too, didn't you?
You have to let go and let God. It takes some of us a little longer than others to come to that realization. A lot of times we don't do it until things we're down and out. But you need to stay prayed up. That way it won't be so hard when things get down. Everybody's going to have challenges, and the challenge is just a test. a test to bring you back to where you need to be to realize that you need to let go and let God.
Amen to that. A lot of people, like you said, have their own little stories of their up and down. But a lot of people, when we get successful in a lot of ways, is we forget where we came from and who got us there. What do you would think about something like that?
Well, it's true. It's true. You get caught up in success and life is going well. Life was going very well for us until the recession. You know, imagine it, being in business for 25, 30 years, and all of a sudden the world changes, and your business is not needed. Your business is obsolete. Things have changed. You've been comfortable. You haven't been paying attention to the changing tides, and all of a sudden you find yourself in a predicament. What are you going to do? You're either going to give up, or you're going to realize now is the time to rebuild and reinvent yourself. And, hey, the next time around is even better.
If I may, I'd like to ask a little off-the-wall, or maybe it's an on-the-wall question. When Herb walks into the bathroom and looks in the mirror, what does he see?
I see the God in me. That's what I see. I see that I have been very blessed. I'm still alive. A lot of the folks that were my friends have made their transition. I'm still here. I'm still blessed. I woke up this morning. Few aches and pains, but we all have that. And he's always provided for me before, and I trust that he will always provide for me from now until it's time for me to make my transition.
You really wrapped that up in good, faithful words. But there are a lot of people out there that don't even think about it no more. They don't care about it. They look in the mirror and they just give up and everything. And they just said, well, this is what the world gives me, so I'm going to give it right back.
That's because their eyes are not open and they don't see the God in them. We are all sons and daughters of God, whether we want to believe it or not. That's the way it is. Am I correct, Herb?
You sure are. You sure? But like I said, it takes some of us a little longer than others to realize that.
Right.
That is very true. And, you know, ever since we have done this show, I'm hoping we are opening people's eyes, even what you are doing, even with your book, that we're opening people's eyes. And everybody has said we are going into a lot of different hard times and all. But if you are prepared for it, you are aware of it, so you can understand of where your freedom lies.
Where your true freedom lies.
Right. And it sounds like you have gone in the right direction, Herb. And I hope you all the success in the world with your book and your long marriage with your wife. And it sounds like you've really been blessed. But, hey, Herb, I really enjoyed talking to you. I enjoyed the information. I hope and pray that our listeners out there have really got something out of you. I believe that is why you were here on the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you so very much for this opportunity.
And as we say here in the South, Herb, may you have a specially blessed day.
Thank you very much.
And we're coming now toward the end of our show for today. We want to thank our guest, Herb Emmons, for being on the show today. And you can reach him at his website at www.herbemmons.com. We hope that you will do that. And we wish all of you a very specially blessed day this day.
And have a blessed week, too.
And have a blessed week, too. And remember, no matter where you are, no matter what you may be doing right now, whatever you may be thinking right now, it's not too late for you to prepare for freedom. Thanks again for listening today. We wish you all the best.
See you next week.